Learn from top professors on the road or in your home with Learn 25.
Professor Ian Boxall is a British New Testament scholar and an expert on the Book of Revelation. He is currently Associate Professor of New Testament at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. He received his master's degree and doctorate in the New Testament, as well as his bachelor's degree in theology from the University of Oxford, where he wrote his dissertation on Revelation. Before moving to the United States in 2013, Professor Boxall taught the New Testament in the United Kingdom for more than 20 years, first at Chichester Theological College from 1992 to 1994, and then at the University of Oxford from 1994 to 2013. Among Professor Boxall's publications are a number of books on the Book of Revelation, including Revelation, Vision and Insight, published by SPCK in 2002, The Revelation of John, published by Continuum and Hendrickson in 2006, and Patmos in the Reception History of the Apocalypse, published by Oxford University Press in 2013. He is also the author of Discovering Matthew, published by Eerdmans in 2015, and two undergraduate study guides to the New Testament, New Testament Interpretation, and The Books of the New Testament, published by SCM Press in 2007. He was previously editor of Scripture Bulletin, the journal of the Catholic Biblical Association of Great Britain.
Lecture 1. Matthew, the Jewish Gospel, and the Church's Gospel. The 19th century British art critic and social reformer John Ruskin once raised the following question. If you found yourself in prison or stranded in the desert, which of the four Gospels would you choose as your reading companion? It's a question many readers of the Bible have asked themselves across the centuries. What is my favourite Gospel? Which one would I prefer if I had to leave the other three behind? Well, Ruskin's answer was clear and arrived at by a process of elimination. Mark, he found just too short. Luke, he thought was too formal. And John, with its very poetic language, he thought was too mystical. Ruskin's number one choice was Matthew, with what he described as, and I quote, its perfect Sermon on the Mount, and mostly more harmonious and gentle fullness. What did Ruskin mean by that? Well, first of all, like many readers before him, and since, Ruskin was captivated by the Sermon on the Mount, which we only find in Matthew's Gospel. But Ruskin also noted how Matthew's Gospel seemed much more coherent, much more harmonious. It's well structured, it's well organized, it's memorable. And he also highlighted what he called its gentle fullness. And by that I think he means this, that Matthew seems more complete, certainly when we compare Matthew with the much shorter Gospel of Mark, which lacks stories about Jesus' birth, appearances after the resurrection, and much of his radical teaching. Well, Matthew is the subject of this course of lectures. But before we begin our journey through this Gospel, for which you'll need a copy of the New Testament, I want to explore two different and complementary titles often given to Matthew, and then briefly sketch out what makes Matthew's Gospel distinctive among the Gospels and why. And the two titles are these: the Jewish Gospel and the Church's Gospel. These titles might sound mutually exclusive, now that we inhabit a world in which Judaism and Christianity are two distinct religious traditions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?